The Chinese Slot Machine by Colleen Fitzpatrick. How I came to be in a gambling casino in Macau is another story for another time. However it came about, there I stood, totally puzzled with the Chinese version of Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. Marble, marble everywhere, but not a naked woman nor a shrimp cocktail in sight. I was lost. I wandered into a room of screaming Chinese gamblers boiling around some kind of dice game, throwing money down, picking money up, hollering, and some covering their faces in anguish. The crush of gamblers was transfixed on a wooden bowl held down tightly by a man who I guess was the dealer, as an LED clock counted down. 3, 2, 1, and bang, he lifted the bowl to reveal a pair of dice, while pandemonium broke out, money flying through the air, players pushing forward, players pushing backwards, laughing and crying hysterically. I segued into the adjacent room, trying to be inconspicuous. I was confronted with a huge bank of slot machines. Aha, this is something I could handle. I faced off against the slot machine in the front row and stared at the instructions, which were written entirely in Chinese. But no worries, I had seen many slot machines in my day. I took out a Hong Kong dollar and put it in the slot. The machine came to life, luring me with its flashing lights, obviously waiting for my next move. Great, I thought, now what? The most prominent feature on the front panel was a big red button to the right, so I pushed it, figuring if nothing else, I'd lose my dollar. And bravo! The machine sounded like the mechanical version of my grandpa digesting Thanksgiving dinner. And I won my dollar back. Okay, I thought, now I wanted to play again. As long as I had figured out how to play my dollar, I might as well lose it. The experience is definitely worth my dollar. So I put the coin in the slot, and again, the machine invited me to continue with the mechanical version of a smile. I pushed the button again, and voila, I won my dollar back again. Boy, I thought, these are easy slots. But I just had to lose my dollar. Losing had become just as important to me as winning had been a moment before. Determined to lose my dollar, I put my coin in for the third time. Then three things happened all at once. I won my dollar back again, just as a floor attendant tapped me on the shoulder, and I suddenly realized that for the last few minutes I had been pushing the coin return button. The attendant took my coin, placed it in the slot, pulled the lever, and I lost my dollar.